الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if you joined us new in this silsila, let me just tell you what we are learning in this silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this silsila, this program is about the Buzurgane Deen, the Shuyukh of the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are learning about these pious people from the silsila of Qadriya Razviya Attariya. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've learnt in the previous silsilas about the importance of bay'ah, the importance of choosing the right murshid kamil. And we also learnt about the conditions that Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, the four conditions of a peer kamil. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be learning about our fourth Sheikh of the Qadri Razvi Attari Silsila, and the poem that is, or the couplet, the dua that is read and his name is mentioned, Sajjide Sajjad Ke Sadqe Me Sajid Rakh Mujhe, Sayyide Sajjad Ke Sadqe Me Sajid Rakh Mujhe. Now remember that these couplets that we are reading, these are in form of a prayer, in form of a dua, and we are asking wasila. We've also discussed why it is important to take wasila of these pious Buzurgan-e-Deen. So today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about the Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the fourth Buzurg in our silsila. As you know, the first personality was our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The second personality, Hazrat Ali Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. The third personality that we learnt about was Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And today inshallah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I just want to mention some of the words, what this means. Sayyide Sajjad. Now, Sajjad means that the one who prostrates a lot. Sayyide Sajjad ke sadqe mein sajid rakh mujhe. So even we are making a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Sajjad, yani his title, Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his title, O Allah, for the sake of Sajjad, make me sajid, yani make me steadfast on sajda. So Alhamdulillah, very beautiful poem. So Sajjad means the one who prostrates a lot, and Sajid is the one who prostrates. Now Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that was another title that was given to him. That's not his real name as well. Zainul Abideen means the beauty of the worshippers. Zain, beauty, and Abideen, worshippers. Zainul Abideen, the beauty of the worshippers. He says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, just like his father and his grandfather, Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a very, very God-fearing and very, very pious person with taqwa, with fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And just like Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would cry a lot in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would make dua. So much so that there is a waqia that it's the time for Hajj. and people are reciting the talbiyah, labbaik allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, and people are reciting this talbiyah. Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is also present in Makkah, yet he is not reciting the talbiyah. So people ask him that, Huzur ya Sayyidi, why is it that everyone else is reciting the talbiyah, but we haven't heard you recite the talbiyah? And Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, the answer he gives, he says that, I am scared if I say labbaik allahumma labbaik, oh Allah I am present, oh Allah I am here, what if from the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla I hear the word la labbaik, your presence is not accepted, then what am I going to do? That was the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, you know, just look at ourselves and look at these pious people. These are those people that we are making dua for their wasila. Yeah, look at their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then if we look at ourselves, how much fear of Allah Azza wa Jal do we have in our hearts today? Our life, seriously, our life is totally, you know, totally the opposite, the contrary to what these people have taught us and how they have lived their lives. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born on the 38th of Hijri, yani the 38th year of Hijri, migration to Medina. And he was born in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. His father's name was Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His grandfather, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And his grandmother, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the queen of paradise. Subhanallah. Just look at the family tree. And you just have to look at the family tree and you recognize and you realize who these people are. Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And also the grandson of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the blessed daughter of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So from this, you see that his lineage, his family tree is such a beautiful family tree. And then his mother's name was Shahr Banu radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, in the early life of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lived for 2 years under the guidance of his grandfather, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And then for 10 years, he lived under the guidance of his uncle, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the eldest brother of his father, yani his uncle, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then after Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lived under the guidance of his father, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for 11 years. Now his true name was Sayyiduna Ali Awsat. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the love he had for his father, you know, all his children, you know, he named them after his father. So they were all called Ali. The eldest was called Ali Akbar, the eldest Ali. And Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was the middle son, he was called Ali Awsat. And then his younger brother, Ali Asghar, Ali the youngest. Subhanallah. Today we say that I love my father. Look at the love that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for his father, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he named all his children after his father. And then he says that he was a true copy of the pious ancestors. And when he would do wuzu, you know, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when he would do wuzu, his face would be, he would turn pale. He would go all pale. And his family, they used to ask him that, why is it that when you do wuzu, your face turns pale? And Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would reply that, what do you think? I am standing in the court, or I have made an intention to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. What can we say about him? He was the only male survivor at the battle of Karbala, that battle in which his father was sacrificed. In that battle, his brothers were sacrificed, his cousins were sacrificed, his friends, his cousins, all of them sacrificed. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, as true lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, let's look at our lives today. Let's look at our lives. How are we living our lives? We should try to change our ways. We should try to change the way we are living today. Because remember, my dear Islamic brothers, if we do not change our lives today, there will be a time when we will have to answer to Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. Imam Sayyiduna Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was taken to Kufa in front of Yazid, he said that Imam Zainul Abideen, at one Jummah Salah, he stood up in front of the people and he says to the people that, "Oh people, listen to me. I am Zainul Abideen. I am the grandson of Hazratuna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem." Yet Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, even though he was standing in front of an oppressor, Imam Sayyiduna Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not fearful. Another beautiful narration by Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was from the men of excellence. Hazrat Ibn Abi Shayba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says in the hadith that the most exalted chain of transmission is that which is narrated from Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he narrates from his father Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyiduna Zahbi and Aina have said that we have not seen any Quraysh more exalted than him. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Khazim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I have not seen any jurist more exalted than Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu." And subhanallah, his patience, his sabr, the ulama, they write about his patience and his sabr that after the battle of Karbala, he was marched to Damascus in chains. And in the time of Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he was arrested and chained. He was then forced to walk from Medina to Syria in chains. With all this, he never complained or said one word about his condition in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. That is a beautiful lesson for me and you. Whenever we have anything in our lives, we fall into a little bit of a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla, we start crying. Wawela karke hum rote hain. Nahi pyare Islam bhaiyo. This is the time that we need to do sabr. We need to always thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. For Allah Ta'ala has given us such blessing. He has made us amongst the Muslims. And further on, he used to perform 1,000 rakats of salah every night. Subhanallah. That is why he was given the title Zainul Abideen. 1,000 rakats every night Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would offer. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Talha Shafi'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu writes that once shaitan appeared in the form of a snake whilst the Imam was in salah. He caught the toe of Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his mouth. But the Imam did not even move or show sign of discomfort. After some time, he became disillusioned and stood a distance away from the Imam. Then a voice was heard three times saying the following words, "You are the jewel of the worshippers. You are the chief of those who prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we've heard about his ibadat, 1,000 rakats every night. Obviously, in salah you read the Quran. Just view another beautiful waqia of Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the love he had for the Quran itself. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when my grandfather, Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, used to recite the Quran, then the beauty of his recitation attracted the people towards him, and all those listening to him would become so overwhelmed with the fear of Allah that one did not know the condition of the other. That's the beauty, that's the love he had for the Quran. And subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, his love for the Quran. And again, let's come back to ourselves. What about our love for the Quran? How much do we read the Quran? Sadly, we don't have time. We don't have time to read the Quran. We don't have time to read the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't have time. That's our excuse. Again and again, again and again. We keep on mentioning this excuse. Yaar, I don't have time. Time nahi hai mere paas, kya kare? Ye kaam karta hoon, wo kaam karta hoon. Kaam se raat ko der se aata hoon. I can't give time. Astaghfirullah. Why are we saying that? Who are we to say that we don't have time? Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, it is not us who don't have time. Allah Ta'ala is not making us, is not letting us, is not giving us the permission to read the Quran itself. And just, you know, when Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came back from Karbala, he said a few stanzas, a few poems, I just want to read them out to you. He says, O winds, if somebody you pass by the sacred land, then pass my salams before the Rozai Aqdas, where the most exalted Nabi rests. The sadness of separation from Medina feels like a sword struck deep into my liver. How fortunate are the people of that city in which is the exalted and blessed Prophet. O Rahmatul Lil Alameen, assist Zainul Abideen, who is standing alone and in difficulty amongst the tyrants. Once a person asked the Imam about who will be looked upon as pious and good on the day of judgment. He said, that person who, when he is happy, his happiness does not drive him towards wrong, and that person when he is angry, then his anger does not remove him from what is right. In other words, when you are happy, you should not let your happiness take you towards bad deeds, and when you are angry, then you should not allow your anger to blind you from that which is right. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers, Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he lived a very, very hard life. When he was young, you know, he lived with his grandfather, with his uncles. His grandfather was martyred, his uncle was martyred, and then at the Battle of Karbala, his father, brother, cousins, everyone martyred. Just imagine what sort of a life Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lived. And this, my dear Islamic brothers, should be a lesson for me and you as well. If we feel hardship in this world, think about Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah azawajal, that will put you to rest. I just want to mention some of his karamat, some of his miracles. Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it says that two people were making tawaf of the Kaaba and came to Hajar-e Aswad. When they touched the Hajar-e Aswad, both their hands became stuck on it. People tried very hard to release their hands, but it was not possible. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered the haram. Whilst this was happening, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then placed his hands on Hajar-e Aswad. Immediately, the two people's hands were released. A deer once came to Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu whilst he was in a jungle. The animal fell to the ground and began to say something. Those with the Imam asked, what had happened? The Imam said that the deer was complaining about a man who captured her child. Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu summoned that man. The man brought with him the child belonging to the deer. Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him to release the deer, which he gladly did. After some time, the deer took its young and said something and then left. Those present were amazed and asked the Imam what the deer said as she left. The Imam said, she said, Jazakallahu fid darain khaira. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu sadly was given poison by Walid bin Abdul Malik and was thus made shaheed on the 18th of Muharram, and according to some narrations, on the 12th or 22nd of Muharram, at the age of 57 or 58. He passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, and his Mazar Sharif is in Jannatul Baqi. After his wisal, his camel placed its head on his Mazar Sharif and cried. Hazrat Imam Baqir, who was the son of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tried to move it away, but it refused. In the end, he said, she will die in this exact place. Eventually, she died and she passed away at the mazar of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah ta'ala shower millions and billions of blessings on his mazar-e-paak, and may Allah ta'ala make us true and pious and punctual Muslims. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Today we've learnt about the seerat of the fourth Imam of the silsila, the fourth Sheikh of the silsila, Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya. Inshallah azza wa jal, in our next silsila we will talk about the fifth Shaykh of the Qadri Razavi Attari Silsila. Until then, my dear Islamic brothers, take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.